The Burning Bush, Chapter 7. The last miracle we mentioned was the wonderful birth of Isaac. We now have to pass over his life and the interesting story of Jacob and Joseph, and come on to the time when the children of Israel were in Egypt after the death of Joseph. There was a new Pharaoh who had not known Joseph, and what a great and wise ruler God had made him in providing for the time of famine. So he cared not for Joseph's brethren, the children of Israel, who were settled in the land of Goshen. All he could see was that this strange people in their midst was growing fast, and he feared the time would come when they would join with the enemies of Egypt and fight against them. So he did all he could to prevent them from increasing in numbers, at least of those who would be able to fight. But he did not know the God of Israel and what he meant to do for his chosen people. As he was the great Pharaoh, he thought he could do just what he liked. He made the Israelites work very hard in building cities in the land of Egypt, and set taskmasters over them to beat them if they did not work hard enough. He made their lives bitter with hard bondage in making bricks and in working in the fields. He thought this would keep them under the Egyptians, as indeed it did. But we are told that the more the people of Israel were afflicted, the more they multiplied and grew. God was with them to make them grow and prosper. Then Pharaoh thought out another way, and he did not mind how wicked it was. He said that the Hebrew midwives were to kill every son that was born, but to save the daughters alive. This they refused to do, and excused themselves to Pharaoh. Then he ordered the Egyptians to cast every male child into the river as soon as it was born. In this way he tried to keep the number of boys and young men from increasing, so that they would not be strong enough to fight against Egypt. We are not told how far he was able to carry out this wickedness, but there was one male child at least that was not destroyed. And this will bring us to the miracle that we want to tell you about. There was a man and his wife, both the children of Levi, a son of Jacob, and when their second son was born, they hid him for 3 months from the Egyptians. Then, because they could not hide him any longer, his mother made a little ark out of the bulrushes and covered it with pitch, so that it would float on the water. In this, she put her little son and set his sister to watch over them. Well, you know, of course, that Pharaoh's daughter came down to wash in the river, and she saw the little ark floating on the water. She sent her maids to fetch it, and when it was opened, there was a little babe, and it began to weep. This touched the heart of the princess, and she took the child home to her own house. This was the way God worked in his wonderful providence to save Moses, for that was the name that Pharaoh's daughter gave him, because she drew him out of the water. So you see how Moses was spared, and he was brought up in the court of Pharaoh and learned the wisdom of Egypt. In this way, God prepared him to be the leader and deliverer of his people. But the time came when Moses had to flee from Pharaoh, who would have killed him, and he went away into the deserts and was there 40 years. At the end of that time, he was minding the sheep of the kind man who had taken him into his home. One day, as he was at the mountain called Horeb with the sheep, he saw a wonderful sight, and this was the great miracle which made him turn aside to see what it could be. There was a bush on the mountain that seemed to be all on fire, and yet the bush was not burned. But as he drew near to see the cause, there came a voice which said, "Moses, Moses, draw not nigh hither. Put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground." This was the voice of God, whose presence in the bush was shown by the fire. So Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. Then God told him how he was to bring his people out of Egypt, and all their hard labor there. He was to go to Pharaoh and tell him to let the people of Israel go. It was a hard task for Moses, but God gave him the sign of the burning bush, which was not consumed, and also told him that when he had brought the people out, they should serve him upon that very mountain. But how difficult Moses found it, we must leave to our next miracles. If you read in the first three chapters of the book of Exodus, you will find what we have been telling you, and in the 33rd chapter of Deuteronomy, you can read of the goodwill of him that dwelt in the bush.